Time for another local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and a bunch of people from the Holyoke Farmers Market. Alexis Diaz de Jesus, the market manager of the Holyoke Farmers Market, and Benito and Damares Torres from La Arecibeña Torres Family Farm, making farm products through Nuestras Raices right near the river in Holyoke. Now, let's start with you, Alexis, who is the market manager. Your story to becoming the market manager over the course of not even yet a year is an interesting one. How did you get involved in the Holyoke Farmers Market?
Basically, I was working for Lighthouse Holyoke as an AmeriCorps member when somebody reached out to me, the director of Lighthouse, asking me if I wanted the opportunity to apply to become the Holyoke Farmers Market manager.
Let me stop you right there. Lighthouse is sort of like an alternative to school program a la North Star Self-Directed Learning for Teens, and Sunderland actually grew out of it.
Yeah.
And AmeriCorps people are familiar with, which is the Peace Corps for different sorts of projects here stateside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm one of the first graduates from that school. So I'm an alumni, and I was able to work there last year, and it was amazing. And basically, Catherine told me about this opportunity, and they reached out, and I was really wondering, like, what does this mean? I never really went to a farmer's market other than, like, actually going to the Holyoke Farmers Market when I was a kid. After learning about it, I was like, where are farmer's markets now? And I kind of started visiting farmer's markets around the cities and around the local towns. And I was like, this is actually, like, amazing, and I would love to, like, be a part of this. And I applied, and I got the interview, and then I got the job. And I work out of the Holyoke Chamber of Commerce, and I have like a little office in there. And I never really had a job like that. If I show you my resume, it was basically like warehouse jobs and sales associate jobs. And pretty much having this opportunity, I've grown a lot and learned so much, connected with so many great people like Benito and his family. And what they do is amazing. And I like appreciate anything that they bring to the table because it's like, it's so like fresh. And if you guys see like their table at the farmer's market, you guys would be amazed.
So I'm kind of curious because I think the job is of being a manager of a farmer's market is one that people don't really understand. They just come, they come to the market, they expect everything to be there, but it's actually pretty complicated and a lot of moving parts. What have you found to be the most challenging and maybe the most interesting in your first year of doing it?
Going into it, I didn't know about like how to contact vendors. So as I was learning that, I knew that people charged vendors to like be a part of it. So I didn't want to do that to like the farmers and to the vendors because they're like small like businesses that are starting and they're local and they're all like struggling to get out. So like me feel like charging them wouldn't be right. So I don't charge any of my vendors or any of the farmers to be a part of the market as a way to like get people in. So the interesting and challenging part about that is that it comes with like flexibility. So they come and go when they want. So sometimes I have a lot of farmers and then no vendors, no craft vendors and stuff like that, which is totally fine with me because it's a farmer's market, not a craft fair.
How do you make it financially sustainable if you're not charging the farmers or the vendors?
Right now, I'm looking into that. But there's a ton of growth and a ton of opportunities, and there's a ton of people that are interested in making it grow. So I know that that's going to come.
We're speaking with Alexis Diaz de Jesus, the market manager of the Holyoke Farmers Market.
Is the summer market separate from the winter market?
No, it's still the Holyoke Farmers Market.
So is this going to be your first winter doing the winter market?
No, actually, I started in the winter.
You started in the winter? Because the winter one is the one that I used to volunteer at.
Awesome.
The Holyoke Farmers Market in general is just kind of a little bit slept on, which is a shame because they get such cool stuff. And a lot of folks that won't come further, especially like further north than Hampden County, like end up in Holyoke and are selling really, really neat things. So congratulations, and we're rooting for you.
Yeah, this winter should be really great. I'm going to have Benito there, and he's going to have some products. I know I'm going to have DNR Farms. They're going to have a bunch of products because they have a greenhouse. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have vendors like Tempest Temptations, Mama D's. She makes like empanadas and fried stuff like that.
Well, Alexis, the market manager of the Holyoke Farmers Market, mentioned Benito Torres from La Arecibeña Torres Family Farm, and Damares Torres is with him as well. Benito was one of the speakers at Field Notes, the CESA-sponsored and now NEPM-supported storytelling event. And what was amazing about your story, Benito, was all in Espanol with subtitles so that people who don't speak Spanish could follow along. But tell us about your farm.
My farm is something special for me. It's something they help me out a lot. But the thing is, be a farmer is not easy. But what I started with Nuestras Raices, I started it to see I can do something, recognize that I'm born in Puerto Rico. And my grandma, my aunt, and a couple people in the family, it was planting a lot of vegetables, teach me to how to plant vegetables. But I get this country here. It was hard because it's not the same tropical and you know, United States. So we have to wait till the summer. So I just looking for otras raíces. Somebody give me direction. I find out the place. I start doing paperwork and everything. So I just rented a lamb, and it was kind of, you know, frustrated, but I made it. And I like it. I like it to be in there. I started with 1/8 lamb, and now I got 3/4.
3/4 of an acre.
Nice. And mostly I run by myself, you know, but my teenagers is getting, you know, in the size what it's supposed to do. My wife helped me too, but she's working in the Best American Center. She cannot be all the time with me. And it's hard when you have to make 275 holes to put a corn with the fertilizer, and then you have to cover it again, and then you have to throw the pipe and the dripping hoses. Mean a lot of sweat, a lot of in a string going out on you. And I was pushing myself up, but when I get home, I just wanted to take a shower, eat, and go to bed.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I say, it's not going to make it this year. It's not going to make it. But I always feel bad inside of me, but I just push myself up. And all the time, I feel like a human being, like I'm going down. But the same way, it's like I not touch the ground. Something lift me up again and help me out to keep going. And I'm been 3 years a farmer. I like to be in there. I like to bring the nice, good quality product to the people. I mean, especially when it's organic. I'm glad Alessi is working with us and being there all the time where I need everything. He's come over here, we talk, and he helped me with a lot of people too, you know. I'm trying to find out now a kitchen to do my baked good and those things that I know how to do. I'm online co-certified too. So I like to cook and be a farmer. I got a huge idea in my mind is to have a farm, to the farm to the table in the kitchen, and now we're going to put in the table for the people. That's my goal.
That's farmer Benito Torres from La Arecibeña Torres Family Farm, farming through Nuestras Raíces near the river in Holyoke, right near where we were rowing, Kalise, a couple weeks ago.
And I was about to ask, yeah, where the parcel is.
Yeah,
the
so it's not
is.
The downtown area that some people have seen if they're in the middle of downtown Holyoke, but it's sort of out in the outskirts of the city. But Alexis, who's the market manager for the Holyoke Farmers Market, you were saying Benito makes this hot sauce. You're trying to help figure out how to get this hot sauce more marketable. So not only are you managing the farmers market on a bi-weekly opportunity for people to come by, you're helping the farmers take it to the next level for their marketing.
Yeah, for sure. It's very tied to like our culture and like entrepreneurship, and the thing about that is that like not a lot of people in our culture are educated about entrepreneurship or how to make your stuff marketable. So like I know Benito has a good product, and I know Benito can like learn all these things, and his family is gonna be supportive about it. So I know once they learn it, they're gonna be able to make this hot sauce and then push that onto all the other products that they make at in their kitchen.
And you're a young man. Can I ask how old you are?
He looks like seven in his
24.
70s.
24. Yeah.
Yeah,
so I mean,
like,
it's amazing for me to hear your story and how proactive you've gotten. This, you were also telling me that it was kind of army or farmy for you. Like this was a decision that you made. You were going to join the military.
Yeah, it was a close call for me for sure. Had the people coming, knocking at my house, talking to my parents and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's disturbing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
like, I know like they want to recruit people, but like don't show up at my house.
Well,
like,
maybe Benito, we need to go door to door to encourage people to become farmers.
Yeah, I think that's a good
compete.
Idea.
Well, I think it's so important that people see there's lots of options. And if you don't see lots of options, it's who knocks on your door.
Yeah.
And the fact that you know, you're able to show where you are to people who are younger, they can see themselves where otherwise there is no path to be seen. But I did want to just say, like, these rules for being able to sell your own food are very complicated. So it's not just like, okay, in our culture, you know, this is a little bit different. It's like for anybody who's trying to start a business, it's very complicated. And it's so great that you're seeing Benito every week. And so Benito has a question. And you know that there are, you know, the Franklin County CDC and CISA and other groups are really happy to be part of that path.
Definitely.
What other farmers from Holyoke are at your market?
So we had a good cooperative. They were there for a couple of weeks in the summer. And we also have more farmers from Nuestras Raíces that they join us, a couple of brothers. And I wanted to mention about like that Benito speaks Spanish and also English, and I speak English and Spanish, and Damaris does too. So like the bilingual aspect of my farmers market is like something that's probably not as common in other farmers markets in the surrounding areas. So like it does feel good, and I know Benito does too. When a family that doesn't speak English comes to the market, and we're able to actually like help them out and actually like show them that they're welcomed here, and we welcome every ethnic background in the community to come out to the farmers market and have a great time with us.
And there are two markets a week, all running all the way through October, right?
Yes. So there's going to be two more for the Wednesday markets and then three Saturday markets.
And the winter market will start in
December.
In December. First Saturday. So you get a month off at least.
Yeah, planning and logistics. Yeah.
Is it still on Appleton?
So this I haven't chose the location.
Oh, you have a month to choose the location too.
Yeah. When we make that decision, you guys will be the first ones to find it.
Excellent. Meanwhile, the Saturday market's on Heritage Street and the Wednesday market is at the Holyoke Medical Center. I saw our farmer, Benito Torres, come in with something.
I know.
Is it hot sauce?
I saw you pull something out, a jar out, and I was like, oh, I saw chilies and something.
Like Beyonce.
And I got real excited.
He's got hot sauce in his bag.
I got hot sauce in my bag.
Tortillas that you can
try
them on. I forgot a little bit thing to put in it, but I'm...
Oh, wait, hold on. I can fix that.
It's the way you...
Here we are off mic again. It's like when we made burgers last week.
This is the second time people have brought food in and we haven't had the utensils. We just need to have them here in the studio and we'll answer any questions for people at 8 p.m. later.
We've started a new program. Yeah. Feed your local journalist.
I'm a certified cook and I want to know if somebody is allergic to anything here. Yeah. Before
we are not.
These people teach me to work professional.
Absolutely.
Engage the customer, engage the people.
Yeah.
I got the sales goal, I got allergen, I got alcohol, I got the sales service manager and everything, and handle the food. For me, it's very, very important to have those rules in here because it's the safety for the people.
It's great. You know, thank you for asking. Yeah. Luckily, we don't have to worry about that. At least, Khalees and I don't.
Yeah, because I do the pineapple water, and some people is allergic to the pineapple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So we haven't talked at all about that the market does take SNAP and HIP.
Yeah, so SNAP is the EBT card that people get for the Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm.
There is an initiative in it that is to help people, like, come learn about farmers markets or go to farm stands and farms and buy produce. And they give people up to $80 in this incentive.
It reimburses you on your food stamps or your SNAP to encourage you to buy farm fresh goods through a farmers market, through certain farm stands, through certain farms.
Yeah, and
it's a great program.
The money is put in there every time they put in like the monthly money.
All right. Khalees has come with a cup so that we can put some of the
hot
sauce.
You're the server. Yes.
So, like, without giving away too many secrets, what's in this?
It's the pineapple water, which where we take the skin of the pineapple and we boil the skin and we extract the water from the pineapple. It has Thai dragon chili, cayenne pepper, oregano, garlic, and peppercorn. It also has vinegar in it, so the vinegar is what keeps it from spoiling or anything like that. So that's what's in it.
The garlic is inside with the pepper. So the water and the vinegar are trying to get it inside to get the pepper and the flavor.
Yeah.
And then the hot sauce is going to come up and everything's going down. So you have the flavor and the juice.
Love it. All right. Well, now we got to try it.
And is this a family recipe or you created it?
That's a family. I'm Puerto Rico. My grandma and my mom, she was doing it all the time, and I'm keeping an eye. Mostly thing that I know how to do it because every time I was at home with my mom and my grandma around to my family, and I learned a lot of things from them too.
Yeah.
This smells so good.
I can't wait to try it like on the sandwich.
I got it all over my pants.
Spicy pants.
Hot pants.
Hot pants. Hey, hot pants.
Oh, this is really good.
It's really good.
It's got a good heat
and
a good flavor.
It's not overpowering.
And it gives such a different flavor to our food. Like, it gives it that extra.
What do you like to put this on?
Everything I have.
Cereal, ice cream.
Yes.
Yeah, have fun with it. Have a ball.
Acid always perks up your flavors. And then you've got, like, again, like just enough heat, not too much. We're not looking for a challenge. We just want a little warmth.
A little kick.
And it's got that for sure. Well, this has been delicious and enlightening. Benito Torres from La Arecibeña Torres Family Farm and Damares Torres, who are farming through Nuestras Raíces in Holyoke, and Alexis Diaz de Jesus, the market manager of the Holyoke Farmers Market, which will be going twice a week through the end of October, happening on Wednesdays at the Holyoke Medical Center and Saturdays on Heritage Street. I can't wait to see your hot sauce on store shelves in the coming years, Benito. It's delicious. And listen to the Valley Voices field notes through CISA and NEPM, where you can hear Benito's story in Espanol about coming stateside and farming here in Western Massachusetts. And Phil Corman from CISA, who are the local hero folks. You can learn about all of our local heroes at buylocalfood.org.
Sofrito for everyone.
Yes.
A reminder that CISA is an underwriter of NEPM.
And the Holyoke Farmers Market next convenes at Holyoke Medical Center tomorrow, Wednesday, October 4th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's every other Wednesday, so next one is maybe your last chance.
Up next, NEPM's own Jill Kaufman on the recent updates on the Calvin Theater and Pearl Street and all the actions of liquor licenses going on in downtown Northampton.
You're listening to The Fabulous 413 on NEPM.